Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
Come on, close your eyes and look in the face of love right now. Just pour a new song. Jesus, I love you. Even if that's all you can say. Come on, engage your heart with Him. We're here to meet Him. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Come on, let love bubble up. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. When we say I love you to someone we love, we don't just say it with our head knowledge. We engage our heart. God, I love you. I love you so much. Lord, renew that love. I love you, Jesus. God, get in touch with that love. He loves you so much. Let His love overwhelm your heart so that we're so undone by it. I receive your love, God, and I love you back. I love you so much, God. Come on, close your eyes and lean into this moment, you guys. We do so much in the world to shut our hearts down. We do so much day to day just to get going that we squash our emotion. We cover up those places because there's pain and hurt or fear or shame. But close your eyes and look into the one who loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. My God, you love me. 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 Come on, say that to Him. You love me. Let it penetrate deep. You love me. You, God, creator of the universe, love me. You love me. You love me. Oh, how you love me. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you. You're so good. I love you. I love you. And I give you all of me, Jesus. I love you. Pray for a moment right now, because I just really have felt the Lord wants to just minister to hearts in a special way this morning. So you just stay in that place with Him right now. Feel free to sit down if you need to sit down. You can stand if you want to stay right where you are. It doesn't matter. But I just want you to ease into this place of oneness with Him for a moment. We're just going to linger here for just a little longer. Lord, come and do your work in our hearts. And as I pray, if you need to come into agreement with anything that I'm about to pray, then just do it between you and the Lord. Father, I thank you that you sent your Son for me. And I choose to believe this day that He was God, is God,
and came and died on my behalf. I thank you, Father, for sending him. Jesus, I thank you for willingly going to the cross for me. That you suffered as me, you died as me, you were buried as me, and you rose again as me, and you ascended into heaven as me. So that we could be one. And God, we just confess to you right now, if there's been any place in our lives that we have tried to hide or hold back from you, we confess that right now. Forgive us, Lord, for any place where we've tried to hide something or to shut it down or pretend like it wasn't there or didn't bother us. God, forgive our human hearts that try to fix things the way we think they should be. Forgive us, God, for believing the lie of the enemy that we could even hide anything from you. Forgive us, God, for believing the lie of the enemy that we should hide. Forgive us when we agree with the lie that says that we're not worthy, that we're not good enough, that we're not enough, that we need to try harder. God, I thank you that we needed you. We need you as a savior. So forgive us where we've tried to do our own thing in our own way. Lord, every wall inside of my heart, I surrender it to you. Any place where I've tried to look good enough and do it right and perfect, God, forgive me. And Lord, forgive me where there's times where I've agreed with lies of the enemy about who you are. When I've believed the lie that you're not there or that you're disappointed or that you don't care, God, forgive me for believing that lie. If there was ever a time where I thought any hesitation at all, God, forgive me. I cancel any agreement with the lies of the enemy that I have ever made. I reject and renounce them right now in Jesus' name. I reject and renounce the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of depression. I reject and renounce the spirit of fear. It's not just an emotion when it becomes a spirit. Any place where I have held on to wounding or bitterness, pain or judgments, God, forgive me, God. I release them to you right now. I surrender those things to you. Everything that I wanted differently that didn't go the way that I wanted, God, I surrender it to you because you are God and I am not. And I don't get to understand all things, but I know that you're good. And I choose this day to believe that you are for me and not against me. That you were always with me and always have been. So I surrender all, God. I surrender my will over to you. I want your way, God, not my way. I reject and renounce the spirit of heaviness, depression, fear. I specifically hear the Lord going after such weariness and heaviness, turmoil and hopelessness. So I reject and renounce striving. I reject and renounce weariness and heaviness. I reject and renounce the spirit of suicide. I reject and renounce anything that would try to hinder love, because nothing can hinder your love for me. I reject and renounce the lie that says I'm not worthy. I reject and renounce the lie that says it's all up to me. I reject and renounce the lie that you're not good and that you're not a provider and that you're not there. I reject and renounce these lies today in Jesus' name. And if there are any others that come to your mind, just go after it. God, I reject and renounce those lies, God. I reject and renounce every sin in my life, any sexual sin, any occultic activity in my previous life, God. Any place where I've watered down what I think I know is true, but God, I've just been trying to do it my way. Father, forgive me. Purify my heart. I confess any place where I've tried to lower the gospel, God. Because of your amazing grace, I renounce and reject every sin, God. Because you don't want us to fall into those places. We now accept who you say that we are. We accept that we are the beloved. I thank you, God, that I am your beloved. I agree with the truth of God that says I am a son and daughter of the Lord Most High, that I have an inheritance by the blood of Jesus, that I am forgiven, that I have been marked innocent. Thank you, God, that I am innocent. The blood of Jesus has made me innocent, as if it never happened. Thank you, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over me and over my marriage, over my family, over my children, God. I cancel any and every generational curse in Jesus' name because you became the curse, God. They don't get to exist anymore and they don't get to follow through any kind of line. Because the blood of Jesus now flows in me, through me, for me, and around me. And it goes through to my children, my children's children, and my grandchildren, and everyone that I come in contact with. I plead the blood of Jesus has set the captives free. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence right now. Fill us up right now, Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you that you have dispatched angels right now to come and to minister as winds and as fire right now. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize us once again in your love. We drink deep of your Spirit, God. We drink deep of your love. Make us new wineskins to hold this new wine that you're pouring out in this hour. We drink deep. Thank you, Jesus. And we just call forth that Spirit to arise in each one right now. If you have a prayer language, I invite you to begin to pray in the Spirit right now. And even if you don't, just pray the name Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We're just going to take a moment. Just pray in the Spirit. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up, God. Fill us up afresh. Fill us up. We drink of you. We drink of your love, God. Jesus, Jesus. There is no other name. Jesus, Jesus. There's power in your name. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be so, God. Amen and amen. Yeah, let's give him a clap offering. Thank you, God. We thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for the truth that sets us free. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I want to remind you that at the end of service tonight, we will have the altar team available for you. If you still need prayer and agreement, please don't leave this place without someone praying with you. You are never meant to struggle alone. You're meant to cast your cares upon one another so that we can pray for you. So if you need us to come into agreement with something, agreement with the breakthrough, please don't leave this place without someone praying with you. Amen. Our hearts need to be healed and whole and full as we go, right? It's just part of the journey in life, this side of heaven. But we're never meant to do it alone. So please don't think that you have to do it alone. Please make sure that you invite us to help partner with you and pray with you for that breakthrough, to contend with you. We have an amazing prayer team, not just the altar team, but we have a prayer team that will pray for every prayer request with fervency until we see a breakthrough. So let us partner with you in that. That's what family is about. Amen. Amen. So we're going to take a moment and we're going to pray for physical healing. I mean, we believe that Jesus died and paid for everything, right? For our emotional healing, for our freedom, for deliverance, for physical healing. And I know sometimes we can get weary a little bit, like we have aches and pains, and sometimes we just kind of made an agreement like, oh, well, that's just age, or oh, that's just whatever. Please don't do that. It doesn't exist in heaven. So we agree to come into alignment with what God says is true. He said to pray, let heaven come on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray for healing, and we have an expectation that something changes, because that's faith, right? And I know that sometimes in our humanness, we go, well, yeah, of course we should believe that, but then there's sometimes a part of us that's like, well, you know. So I'm just telling you, it's real. It's our human nature. But remember that our human nature is our fallen nature, right? God didn't want to just clean that up. He killed it on the cross. He's working on our new man and our new nature. So with childlike faith, we want to come into agreement with God says is true about physical healing. So here at Legacy, when we do Encounter Sundays like this, and we usually do them the last Sunday of the month, but because Easter is the last Sunday, we switched it, and it's today. And so if you're visiting right now, I just want you to know, yeah, this is a little different. It's not church as usual, because that's, I mean, to me, it is church as usual. This is what church is supposed to be. We're supposed to be advancing the kingdom, okay? But what we're going to do is this family. We're family now. So we're going to invite you guys to participate, because we believe in equipping the saints for the work of ministry. It is not about anybody that's upstage with a microphone or in the leadership or whatever. It's about you guys, okay? It's about you knowing who you are and whose you are and going about the Father's business, advancing the kingdom on earth as is in heaven. And one of the fastest ways to do that is to pray for healing. Because if you will believe with childlike faith, right? If we ask for bread, he's not going to give us a stone. With faith like a mustard seed. Listen, none of us are the healer. It ain't about us. So if you're afraid to fail, get over it. Like, it's not you anyway. You can't even take the credit, okay? Like, it's not you. It'll be God. But he wants to partner with bold faith, with childlike faith, to come into agreement. You don't have to have big, lofty words in your prayers. It's just pain, go now in Jesus' name. We've been singing the name of Jesus all morning. It's just in the, and listen, the Bible says it's by the what? The power of the blood and the word of our testimony. So you should have a testimony of your personal walk with the Lord or someone's story, if not your own, that God did something for you that was good. And there's power in your testimony. And the reason why we encourage sharing a testimony is because we know if God will do it for them, he'll do it again, and he'll do it for us, that he's still alive, he's still active, he's still healing, he's still on the move, he still wants to do these things. He's the God of miracles, signs, and wonders all the time. It doesn't always get to happen the time and the way that we want, but we learn how to partner with him and come into agreement with that. So it's really important for you to keep a list of your testimonies and to remind yourself of those testimonies. God, I remember when. I remember when you did that. I remember that time when that jaw was healed. I remember that time when that scoliosis was completely healed and a back straightened before my eyes. I remember when cataracts disappeared before my eyes with the lady in the slums. I remember these testimonies and the stories, not only in my own life, but then others that I've heard about, and I believe them to be true. We have them all through the Bible also. Okay? So we have lots and lots of healing testimonies. Even Jesus prayed twice for a blind man to be seen, right, to be able to see. So I believe that it's okay to pray at least twice. Jesus did it, right? We sometimes think when we pray once, we should just see a miracle. Well, sometimes it's not about a miracle. It's about healing. It's about contending. That's not about begging. It's just about activating your faith. Okay, so one of the gifts of Holy Spirit is words of knowledge. This is factual information I should not know about you. One of the ways that he will communicate that he wants to heal this thing today in this hour, what he wants to heal all of it, by the way, it's all in heaven. But sometimes there's a now, okay? There's a now, and that word of knowledge will come, and he'll give us specific information or whatever. Sometimes he'll give it to you in your body or any other way that God may speak to you. A little impression, a thought, a picture, a word just pops up. Like, there's weird words that have come to my mind sometimes. I don't even know if it's real. Like, I don't even know if am I making it up, if it's, but it's actually like a diagnosis. So sometimes that will happen too. So I'm just going to give you a moment, really serious. We're family here. I want you to think about right now, just check your body. You walked in, and all of a sudden, there's a part of your body that's hurting. It's kind of weird, but sometimes that means, oh, God wants to heal that in somebody today. Okay, or there may be something that the Lord is going to put into your mind or a picture right now. Just ask him, Lord, what do you want to heal today? Okay, and that's all it takes, guys. It doesn't have to take really long. So, all right, Lord, what do you want to heal? So I want to just invite you guys to just shout out a couple right now. And as we hear them, I'm going to repeat them in the microphone. And if this is you, please stand. There's no shame and no fear. This is a shame-free zone, okay? This is a safe space for us to, quote, practice. We're just practicing believing God. Amen? Okay. Plantar fasciitis. See, that's real specific. I like that. I love, okay, there's one right there. Thank you, Lord. What? Constant tiredness. Okay, so chronic fatigue is what I heard in that one. Chronic fatigue. Nerve damaged caused by some sort of, like a cut or something. There's nerve damage in something. Okay. Loss of numbness, something like that. Yeah. Lyme's disease. Left knee. Pain in the left knee. Something going on the left knee. Raise your hand. Anybody? Stand up for those if that's you. Any other words of knowledge? An infected toe. Anybody have an infected toe? Okay. Any others? Rosacea. The neck. Pain in the neck. Something going on in the neck. Eczema. Thank you, Lord. Bone spurs. There's some common ones that the Lord has me go after for some reason. One of them's bone spurs. If you've got bone spurs that are causing issues, fallen arches in your feet, scoliosis. Thank you, Jesus. I claim that one for myself. Peripheral neuropathy. Okay. Peripheral neuropathy. Anybody have that one? Okay. Any others? Joint pain, arthritis, a detached retina. Thank you, Lord. What about it? Yeah. Skin cancer, skin disease. I'll go after that one in Jesus' name. Hormonal imbalance. Okay, every woman going through menopause right now, that's... Or anybody else for that matter, but I'm just saying. Hey, listen, if God will heal it, God can heal it, right? Why not say, yeah, here I am. Lord, heal that one. I'm tired of hot flashes. Yes. Yes, and this may be on live stream as well. This can be for anyone on live stream. And please know, again, if you'll remember some of these too, you may run across this person later today or this week. And all of a sudden, they start sharing some of these ailments, and you'll go, oh, that was talked about. Let's pray for that, okay? Memory loss. Okay, that's good. All right, so right now, just by the word of knowledge being released, we're just going to pray. I'm just going to pray a general prayer over it, because if it's a word of knowledge, God's the one who delivered it. He's the one who's healing it right now, right? So we just come into agreement right now, Jesus, for the words of knowledge being released by the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you're healing these issues right now in Jesus' name. We command every unclean spirit, every spirit of disease or sickness or infirmity to leave now in Jesus' name. We bind and rebuke you by the name and the blood of Jesus. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. We cast you out of these bodies in Jesus' name. We release healing into the bodies right now. We speak to all of the joints to come into alignment. We speak that you have the mind of Christ. All headaches and migraines must go. The bone spurs dissolved. Whatever needs to be dissolved right now, dissolve in Jesus' name. We release creative miracles right now to recreate whatever needs to be recreated, Father, in the body. We reach into heaven right now in that room that has spare body parts. I don't know why there's a room that has spare body parts, but God, we reach into that room right now and we release them into the bodies that need them right now in Jesus' name. Recreate what needs to be recreated. All pain go, all swelling go, all inflammation leave. We come into agreement with your word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We receive it now. Test it out. Test it out if you can. Sometimes we have to go through tests or x-rays or things like that or blood tests or whatever. But I want you to try to do what you couldn't do before. Test it out. If you couldn't raise your arm before because your shoulder was hurting, raise your arm now. Just do what you can and see if there's any movement in your body, if you notice a difference. Okay, if you notice a difference at all. Sometimes you have to do various tests. When I was praying for the woman who had cataracts in her eyes, we had to pray 3 or 4 times, and we prayed for about 20 minutes. But you could see the cloud slowly move. out of her eye. Sometimes it just takes time and consistency, you guys. So right now, this is what we do when we do this. We test it out, okay? Now, if you feel like something has shifted, I want you to just wave one hand at me. Something has shifted. Wave one hand. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We bless what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. So we know if there's movement, we know God is moving. So we thank you for that movement. We ask you to increase it all the way to 100% healing in Jesus' name. If it's completely gone, we want you to raise two hands up like this, like I'm completely healed. Okay, we have one over here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have another one over here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Okay, now, if you need a healing, those of you still standing and those who may have not had a word of knowledge called out, then we're going to invite you to stand for healing as well. So if you need a healing in your physical body, I'm going to ask you to stand. Come on, that's your way of saying, here I am, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, stand. You do not have to settle for less than what Jesus paid for. Okay? I always remind people, if you're wearing contacts like I am, or if you have glasses, you can get rid of that too if you want it. You can keep it, but, okay, like just saying, we do not have to settle for less. Jesus paid for it all. Amen. Okay, so if they're standing, they're asking for prayer. Okay, God knows where they are, but now I'm going to ask you, everyone else in the room, you are now commissioned to be part of the prayer team because you are a son and daughter of God. So we want you to find somebody who is standing. Go and find somebody who is standing. I want everybody who is standing to have someone to pray for them. So let's get up and move. Remember, it's not about you anyway. All you got to do is be childlike, faithful, and be willing to pray for somebody. So let's all find someone to pray for them. You might have to pray for each other. Some of you are standing next to each other. You might pray for each other. And wave at me if you do not have somebody to pray for you. Does everybody have somebody? Everybody has somebody? Okay, you guys might need to just pray for each other. You can go after each other. So let's begin to pray now. We thank you, Jesus, that you are still healer. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Real simple prayers. Thank you, God. We command all pain to go in Jesus' name. All inflammation leave now in Jesus' name. Be healed and restored in Jesus' name. We speak healing and wholeness right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Backs come into alignment right now in Jesus' name. Bone spurs disappear in Jesus' name. Nerves be rehealed and realigned in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Okay, now test it out. Have them test it out. Have them test it out. Remember, we don't have to pray long, but just have them test it out. If there's any movement from a scale of 0 to 10, right? If the pain was at an 8 and it moved a little bit, that's great. If range of motion has shifted, anything that's shifted right now, just test it out for a moment. Okay, now stop for just a moment and wave one hand at me if you felt a shift. If you felt a shift, come on, look around the room. God's moving. There's some hands being waved. Thank you, Lord, that there's been shifts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue to move. We thank you to fullness, to wholeness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hey, Bill. Where's Bill at? Bill, you go ahead and come up here. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody feel completely healed, like something has completely shifted? Give me two hands up in the air. Two hands up like this. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to invite you to go ahead and sit down for just a moment. Thank you guys for praying and being faithful. Again, we have our prayer team at the end of service. If you want more prayer, we'll certainly be glad to pray for you again at the end of service. But I wanted Bill to come up and share testimonies. This is really important that we share testimonies. And I also, before he does that, though, I want, if there's anybody else that has a testimony that you feel led you need to share or whatever that releases, activates faith. Yeah, you had a healing today. We need to hear the testimonies. We need to hear the testimonies to stay encouraged and to activate faith, right? So remember, do not let disappointment creep in, okay? You just continue to contend with childlike faith, right? We don't give up. We don't give in. We continue to pray for healing. But I want you to hear these testimonies because it's encouraging to us. And then you'll actually be able to take these testimonies as you go. And if someone else is dealing with something, you'll be able to go, oh, I know a guy who, or a woman who, or whatever. Do you hear what I'm saying? Even if you weren't the one that was there and saw it, right? We believe the testimony. The other thing before they share is someone came up and said they saw a corporate vision. And the Lord was saying, he was putting crowns in everybody's head. And he said, you are mine, and you are mine, and you are mine, and whoever is mine is whole. Okay? So we receive that. So go ahead and share just 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay. Before and after. Well, you guys, I'll just say 2023 was very much so a roller coaster for me. My health took a turn for the worst, and going through multiple doctors over and over again, not being able to figure out what was going on with my health, finally found someone who did a whole bunch of rare blood tests. And unfortunately, I was diagnosed with something called Lambert-Eaton myasthenia syndrome. Extremely rare disease, and eventually would be wheelchair bound. And on top of that, just to make matters worse, the majority of people that actually have this also have small cell lung cancer. So getting all this information all in the same time was absolutely devastating to me. You know, and I went out to my car, and, you know, with all this information, it just kind of sitting in a state of, holy crap, what just happened? but I went straight to the Lord with it. You know, and what do you say, Lord? And I didn't hear the audible voice of the Lord, but what I did hear, I heard him say, if you partner with me and you put in the work, you'll be set free. That was enough for me right there. You know, and immediately I went over to John 10, and it was, my sheep hear my voice. And so I knew right then and there, this was a conditional healing. It was going to happen, but I was going to need to put in the work for it to happen. And sure enough, I went home, and my wife and I went right to work right that very day. And we made so many changes and so forth. My health continued to falter throughout the year, you know, eventually where I came off the worship team and even eventually stopped even coming to church. I got to the point that I couldn't even walk. And eventually, though, still keeping on that hope that I put in the work, and so the Lord was going to fulfill his promise, I kept on it, and I kept on it, and I kept on it. And here I am. Here I am. I'm back up there drumming again. Here's the thing, though, is that the last time we played that song in Jesus' name, that was the day that I knew I was healed. And here we are playing it again today, the same day I'm giving this testimony that I was healed. There's no cancer found. The last time I went and got a blood test done, they're looking at me because Lambert-Eaton has never been cured. So few people in the world have it. It has never been cured before. And even the doctors were looking at me like, this doesn't make any sense. You know, your blood test was here. We did 4 different confirmations that all pointed to the same exact, extremely rare disease. And now your blood test is clean. And on top of that, they did those very same tests, all those same confirmation tests that all pointed to the same exact, extremely rare disease, and they were all empty. And the doctor was looking at me like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense, you know? And I was like, I was healed, you know? I heard from the Lord, and the Lord told me, if I do this, and if I do this, and if I partner with him, then I'm going to be healed. And he's like, well, you know what? Maybe the blood test just came back as a false positive. I was like, no. You know, on top of that, how do you explain the 4 or 5, you know, different confirmation tests that came through, you know? And he's like, well, maybe the other doctors just made mistakes in that. Yeah, no. I'm like, does that happen? No, but that's all I can give you. So here's the thing. Not all healings just fall in your lap. Sometimes they are conditional. And you need to hear from the Lord. You need to listen. You need to posture your spirit. and listen for the Lord. You know, faith comes by hearing. You know, and the first time I heard that, I was like, yeah, but Lord, that's all from testimony and everything else like that. He's like, I am the living word. And faith comes by hearing. And so with that, that's where I started getting all the revelation of John 10 and my sheep hear my voice. And that's when I knew I was going to be healed from this. And here I am. So everyone here, I want to release this to you. It's so powerful. You know, the incurable was cured in Jesus' name. And in this, Father, Lord, I just release this to everybody in this room, Lord, not only in these walls, but outside the walls, Lord, all of New Braunfels, all of Texas, Father, just that faith that comes with it, Father, that faith, Lord, faith comes from hearing your word, Father. And Lord, I release this, Father, not all healings will come, but by a condition, Father. And I just pray that, Lord, everyone will hear your voice and know exactly what to do and follow your word, Lord. And I release that in Jesus' name. All healing, Father.
Wow. Go God. That's amazing. I was a 20-year Navy man, walked around on steel decks for a long time and had plantar fasciitis, however it's pronounced. And it was called out today. Word of knowledge was called out. I stood up contending for it like I have several times. And today, it's gone.
Woo! Isn't that good? Awesome.
Praise God. I've been diagnosed with arthritis in just about every joint. And so it was painful from my shoulders all the way down to the bottom of my feet, even my toes. This week, I realized I had no pain. Hallelujah! No pain. No pain in my left knee, no pain in my right knee, no pain in my left hip. Praise God. So I thank God, because to be pain-free, it is freaky. It is weird, because you wake up in pain, you go to bed in pain, you sit on the toilet in pain, but I praise God. So the healing that flows through my body right now, hallelujah, I release it to anyone who's suffering from chronic pain. Hallelujah, I'm going to share some of this with you. Praise God. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Trust God.
Yes. Amen. 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 Listen, and that's the truth. Listen, if you've received a healing, you have the ability to give it away, okay? And so if you guys are dealing with some pain, you might go find her. Let her pray for you. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah. But for real, guys, carry these testimonies in your back pocket, right? Carry them in your heart and be ready to release them and go, oh man, I heard this testimony today. You could even start a conversation with it. Don't wait for anybody else. Go, hey man, I heard this crazy testimony. This happened at church, da 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 da. It opens up a door. Do you know that? What you talk about creates an atmosphere and opens up the door for it to happen again. So that's what we do, and we talk about testimony and sharing the testimonies and the stories and remembering our own. It's very, very important. Amen? Amen. All right, prophetic team, go ahead and come on up. We've got a little bit of time left here. We're going to go ahead and do some prophetic ministry. We have a team that's been trained and equipped to be able to release prophetic words. We'll stick to just individual words for today. And if you get called out to be able to be prophesied over, one or two of us will prophesy over you. And what is prophecy? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit where we hear God. We lean in to learn his voice, not just for ourselves, right? We need to do that, as Bill said, but also to hear what the Father is saying for other people. But oftentimes, the prophetic word that we give you should be confirmation of something he has already been talking to you about. But sometimes it is a new word. It is an invitation. But what I want you to recognize, even though we try to train really hard to use our protocols, where we edify, exhort, and comfort, every time we give a prophetic word, it is not to call out anything. It's not to call you out or expose. It's to encourage you, strengthen you, edify you, give you comfort, and draw you closer to God. Not to us, but to God. Amen? Now, you guys are way more powerful than us.
because you're the ones who are to judge, test, and discern the word. Okay? It should stir something in you. It should be confirmation within you, right? And if not, it's okay to just shelf it. Like, I don't know that that was the Lord. I'm just going to shelf it. Now, some people say flush it. I don't flush words in case they are of God. I shelve them. It's like, I don't know about that one, Lord. I'm just going to stick it on a shelf, but he will point it out at some point, right? But you do, just like Bill was talking about, even coming into agreement with the Lord in terms of your healing, we have to do that with our prophetic words as well. Oftentimes, again, prophetic words can be conditional as well. They're an invitation for you to partner. So if someone gives you this wild word or you feel like you're called to the nations and you're supposed to go to whatever country or whatever it is, well, you should have a passport ready. Okay? You should be studying that language. You should be eating their food. You should be, like, getting a heart for those people. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? Like, any of the words that we may release, if we say you have a creative gift and we start calling that out, you may be like, oh, no, I'm not really creative at all. Well, the Lord says that you are, and he's inviting you into it. Now, sometimes it's about interpretation. We'll release a revelation, and we'll give you our interpretation of the word, but you may have a different interpretation. The Lord may show you means this. Okay? God's going to show you. So we just want you to steward the word of the Lord. There's the logos word, yes, but then there's the rhema. And so we want to encourage you. We are recording this, so you'll be able to get yours recorded if you want. If you get called out, though, I always encourage, just for habit, to get used to recording your prophetic words so that you'll write them down and you'll pray through them. Contend for the words that are in there that speak your identity, that speak a releasing of a gifting or a calling that's in there. Come into agreement with the Lord, but test it. Amen? All right, let's be really brief and amazing, but.
Black jacket, white t-shirt. I just looked down at your jacket.
Yes.
Katie? The second I just saw you, I just heard this word, peace. And in this season, he's carrying you. And he just wants you to know that you're in his arms and you can rest easy, that he's got you. He's navigating you through these troubled waters. And where you are, it's calm. So I call where you're at right now into peace. I declare breakthrough in your life. I declare open doors that the enemy cannot shut. And I close doors that the enemy cannot open. But you are blessed going in. You are blessed going out. And the King of Glory has got you firmly in his arms. And he will not let go. I bless you.
And Katie, I also hear him saying that he has given you the keys needed to open and to close the things that he brings before you. As you sit and you listen, like Bill was talking about, my sheep hear my voice and a stranger's voice they won't listen to. That's going to be one of the keys this season, to turn around and be like, okay, Lord, as you're taking steps forward, stop and listen, and talk to him first, and say, Lord, what am I doing next? And he's going to light it up. One of my favorite things he always tells me is, I'm going to light it up like the yellow brick road. And so I just release that over you right now. You're going to know what way to go, where to go, when to go, by stopping and listening to him. We release that now in Jesus' name.
Robert, the sound booth guy. I just saw you moving dials up and down, and I don't really know what they mean, but you do, obviously, because I'm talking. But what I was seeing is that actually the Lord's going to help you to move the dials up and down on people in your life and in other people's lives, that you're going to be able to, like, know who's got wisdom to speak into that person's life, and you're going to be able to connect them. So I just bless you with a connection anointing, that you're going to have that, and you're going to be able to release that, and you're actually going to be able to train and teach people how to roll in it, in Jesus' name.
And Robert, I see patent pending, like a stamp stamped on you, patent pending. So I just release inventions over you. I think you're going to have something that you're going to patent pretty soon. Okay, so you right here. I saw you like packing up an office. And I don't know if it's like in the natural retiring or something, but there was like a bronze statue that you were putting in a box. And the bronze statue was something of value to you. and it represented something of your identity, and you're packing it away that was an old identity, and it's not like you're getting rid of it, but it's a identity that's going to be packed away for a season because God's calling new things out of your identity. And so you're in a shifting in that way, that there's some new things of your identity. It's not like the old part of you is not who you are anymore. It's the new part. There's more to you. And the Lord's releasing new things to your day-to-day task right now.
Yeah, I just hear the Lord saying that he's given you, right now you're in a season of transition, but he's given you clarity. He's given you clarity on what the next steps are. Like, I feel like you've been asking the Lord, what are the next steps? I don't really know. And so I feel like the Lord's like, I got it. But if you'll just lean into me. But I feel like you're in a transition season where it's a little cloudy, you know, and we're not really sure what's going on, right? And it's just because we have to lean in. It's a season of invitation to lean in into intimacy and to hear him. But he's got the next thing for you. But it is an upgrade. I feel like it's an upgrade. I feel like it's a promotion. But it's in a new territory, a new land that he's taking you into that's a little different. And sometimes when we do that, we start to feel maybe a little like hesitant or whatever. I don't really know. But clarity is the word I keep hearing. So I just release clarity of vision so that you see your next step. You might be able to, you might not see further down the road, but it's about the next step, being faithful with one step at a time, but he's got you, and that's how he's leading you. In Jesus' name.
All right, so Raina over there, lovely. So I felt like the Lord said youthfulness, which I was like, you're already super youthful. But I've felt like Jesus was saying no youthfulness in your body. So I just want to release. I know you personally, but this, I tell you that I heard this. I release youthfulness in your body right now in the name of Jesus, that the things that you've been wanting for so long, that now is the time. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that nothing will be held back from her. I thank you that a full waterfall of blessings would just come raining down on her right now in the name of Jesus, that whatever's been holding it back is pushed back and will permanently be severed off, and that her body would be free to be exactly the way you created her to be in Jesus' name. Amen.
So joy is your superpower, and so I feel like the Lord is saying, and there's an invitation to laugh at that, right? Like, I know Erica talks about Steve Backlund all the time, let's just laugh at that. Like, I really feel like there's an intentional list that he wants you to write down and just laugh your head off at it, and like get your family to join with you and just ha, 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 ha. This is a really good one for anyone, by the way. Like, if there's ever a mountain in front of you, just like write it down, and you just like lean into the truth and laugh at the lie that the enemy's tried to send your way in it. But joy is your superpower. It is a strength and a weapon in your hand. Amen.
Hey, Leanne. The Lord spoke to me earlier, and he said, Leanna, right? Leanne, yes. And he was telling me about that he sees you as blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature, and the pure in heart, those with integrity, moral courage, and godly character. And the reason he's telling you those things is because in Matthew 5:8, it says the pure in heart will see God. And so he's bringing you into a new place of that. You have sought him, and you have been faithful, and he has watched you be faithful. And in this next season, he is taking you to a new place where you're going to see his face. And so we just thank you for that, and we release that in Jesus' name.
She said your name a second ago, and I just saw a kiss on your forehead from the Father. He sees you, and he loves you. So lean into that kiss that he's placed on your forehead.
Autumn's husband. What's your name? Travis. I feel like, lack of a better word, I need to airdrop something to you. So I just want to speak and release over you vision for the future. Vision where maybe your vision has been lacking and there's been a level of frustration there, not being able to see what the next step is or what the solution for a problem is, just a frustration. I break that frustration in the name of Jesus, and I release an airdrop to you, vision. I specifically heard adventure. You're going on adventures, and it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a victorious thing. And right now, I airdrop a fire from heaven that will well up in your belly, sir, and it will burn and it will consume you, and you will be marked, and you will be known as a lover of God, a seeker of his presence, one who lingers. I release that over you right now, Travis, in Jesus' name. And this is for, I just feel like, for the women of the house, the word I heard was hope. A new and fresh hope. So if that is you, if you will raise your hand and receive, and I want to release hope into this house, because right now it is raining fire in here. So I want you to catch an ember. I want you to catch an ember of fresh hope for relationship, fresh hope for finances, fresh hope for health, fresh hope for your spouse, fresh hope for your children. I release hope in the name of Jesus. The King of Hope is in the room, and these are being hand-delivered. I release it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jason, I got a word for you. In worship, we did the song about chains, and this is where it came from. But yeah, I feel like God is giving you vision to show people where the lock is on the chains, and that he is... maybe you've gotten the word before. Anyway, so he's going to give you the vision to show people where the lock is on their chains. And people are going to be drawn to you because you walk in freedom. So I just declare that you are a man of freedom, that you have the vision that God is releasing to you right now in this moment, and you're going to be able to take that to everywhere that you go, in Jesus' name.
I just second that. I'm going to just go real quick. So for Leanna, I heard James 1:2-3 where it says, consider it pure joy when you're facing various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And it just depends on the translation. I know God always speaks to me endurance just because of the fitness, and there's something so powerful with endurance. But I just pray it's that knowing of what's coming and what's happening that keeps you going with him. So I just release that over you, you know, to sit on that word. I feel like that's your word right now. And then when they were talking about transition for you, I saw like a rest, and I didn't know if it was that you were in a season of rest, you were coming out or going in, but I got the picture of like when Jesus goes off and, you know, to be alone with the Lord, he goes into that season of rest with the Father God, and then he comes out and he knows exactly what to do in that mission and the steps that he's supposed to take. And so I just want to pray in agreement and release that over you, that season that you're coming out of, that you do have the knowing as well, as you've come into stillness with the Lord. And next to you, Madeline, I see the veil being lifted over your eyes. I see that, I don't know if you've been, you know, really pushing to hear, but I see that veil being torn. Jesus tore the veil, and I just declare that it is torn, and you will see exactly what it is that he wants you to see, that there is no more blurriness. It is gone in the name of Jesus. Clarity now in the name of Jesus. And I just release that over you.
All right, so I know we're out of time, so I'm going to pray right now. Father, I bless the words that have been released right now, God. And Lord, even those that, if they weren't even spoken over them individually, but if they stirred something in our hearts, Father, we thank you with childlike faith we can receive those for ourselves. So Lord, we receive them now with hope, a happy certainty, that we know that we know that we know that good things are coming because you are good. And so I thank you, Father. Let hearts be fruitful soil that will bear the fruit. Lord, we thank you for what you've done this morning in us. Now go, Lord, walk us out as we leave this place right now. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart like yours to love the world and to release what we carry out there. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I want to remind you, we'll have the altar team up here to pray. The prophetic team, was certainly you can pull on them for a word. But we also have the young ones in our youth that do the dream interpretation. If you guys have a dream that you would like interpreted, we do have a dream team available to help process a dream with you as well. And we'll have the dream team over here in this corner. Okay? Did you have something?
Hey, just real quick, guys. Remember, next week is Easter. Right? So invite people. Both services are going to be family services. So it's kind of like similar today. We will not release first through fourth grade and over. They'll be with us next week. But so definitely make sure you're doing it. But I felt really strongly the Lord had given us a word in these last couple weeks, especially was because we've sought first the kingdom and his righteousness. We've made the kingdom the number one priority of this house. And in that, we haven't promoted this house because it was never about promoting legacy. It was always about promoting his kingdom. But I really felt like the Lord strongly said, you have to understand what you are carrying, we are carrying as a house, is what our city and our region needs. And it's time for you to become those who carry it out and invite people into the experience, right? And because we're going to begin to grow, but you need to understand the value of what you carry. And because we've sought first his kingdom, now he can trust us with the coffee cups and the ability. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Like the value of the kingdom. So go after it, all right? Be bold in it in Jesus' name. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.